From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Drive along Montclair Road on Birmingham's east side and you may encounter something delightful. You might see endearing puns, Judaic references, and pop culture riffs from an unassuming venue, the Levitt Jewish Community Center's Roadside Marquee. The sign is practically a neighborhood icon. To learn more about the team behind it, WBHM's Vahni Shori stopped by the J.
A couple of months ago, the Levitt Jewish Community Center received this anonymous voicemail.
Hey, this is so silly, and I just needed to call and tell y'all that I pass by every day, and whoever is in charge of the signs out front, they make me laugh. They start my day off so good.
This voicemail isn't unusual feedback for the people behind the quirky messages on the J's marquee, including party like a lock star, and if running late is your primary cardio, maybe it's time to join the J. The man responsible for those? David Gonerman.
So we were by no means the first ones to come up with a marquee with silly words on it. But after doing that for a couple of years, I was getting tired of my own material and it seemed like a fresh set of eyes would be appropriate.
So in January of 2025, he was ready to pass the metaphorical torch. In reality, it was a Publix shopping basket filled with the letter cards for the sign.
David sent an email that was like, I'm not doing this anymore, and you are. We said, okay.
That's Zoe Wheel, the director of special projects at the J. She and her colleague, Kat Culp, were the new sign keepers, but had no idea just how much work went into its maintenance. Gonerman let the duo know the process he'd developed over the years, but as Culp describes it, there would be some instincts she and Wheel would have to develop on their own.
It does take some thinking, and I'm not good at thinking. And sometimes you've got to switch lines. Sometimes you've got to switch spacing. It's all about the feel of it.
That goes for choosing what goes on the sign, too. It's not a precise science or a long calendar of pre-planned phrases. Instead, the way Wheel and Culp describe their process is like a giggle test.
We just bounce it back and forth until we giggle enough. I feel like there is a giggle threshold we try to reach.
There is. Like if it's one giggle, if it's then that's not enough.
Once they've landed on their idea, they head down to a storage closet for new letters and trade in old ones. All that's left to do is head outside and put them up. Even though it's simple, Wheel and Culp still can't stop giggling. As for the reveal, don't expect the duo to give anything away. They follow David Gonerman's strict instruction.
You gotta go out there and look at it yourself.
That's part of the beauty.
And it's a strict rule, and there are no exceptions.
Some of the duo's greatest hits have included My Cat's Favorite Holiday is Purr-im, and I Told a Matzah Joke, It Fell Flat. Humor is important to Wheel and Culp, who know that the sign is a representation of the J's culture to the greater Birmingham community.
That's our voice to everyone who drives by.
I mean, people drive by on the worst days and the best days, and I think if we can make them laugh on their worst days or make them laugh and smile on their best days, then, like, we've done our job.
The sign has inspired more than just laughs. Paige Klein, the assistant director of finance, actually applied to work at the J, motivated by the sign outside.
I would have a bad day at work, and I would look online for jobs, and there was a job at the J. And so I drafted my cover letter, and I swear the opening to my cover letter was something about, so I see you have this clever marquee, and I'm interested in learning more about your organization.
It's all a labor of love for the pair, who are proud of the joy they've been able to share with the greater Birmingham community. You can read the sign for yourself right outside the Levitt Jewish Community Center. It definitely passes the giggle test. Vahini Shori, WBHM.
Vahini Shori is a Report for America Corps member reporting on faith and culture for WBHM.